Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Subtle Energy Work, Meditative Exercises for Healing, Self-Care, and Inner Balance by Cynthia Andrews, ND. Forward by Danyon Brinkley. Narrated by Janina Edwards. Publisher's Note. In this audio edition, you will hear references to illustrations and exercises present in the print and ebook formats of the book. The circumstances of your life do not describe and cannot constrain the greatness of your soul. Cynthia Andrews. Forward. Every month, I receive 8 or 9 books by new authors to review. 11 years ago, my wife Catherine brought me the draft for the first edition of this book, The Path of Energy, along with several others to consider for endorsement. When I read the book, I was astounded. In it, Cynthia details the many ways in which we are subtle energy. She provides a framework to understand subtle energy, along with exercises to discover how this energy works. Anyone who isn't sure that subtle energy is real just has to try the exercises to learn the truth for themselves. I love this book. I have loved it from the very beginning. I kept the original on my nightstand, carried it around with me, and later installed it on my phone. When I travel, I take it on the plane. Then, if I'm stressed or out of alignment, I browse the book and do some exercises to reorganize myself and realign to the right path. In this book, Cynthia has written a masterpiece. Subtle energy is who we are. Understanding who we are and how to fully use our abilities is what this book is about. It's a guide to the mastering of self. Today, even science is looking at the subtlest of reality. We are learning that subtle energy is quantum, and quantum is subtle energy. Scientists have created robots only an atom thick and nanoparticle machines that fit on the tip of a needle. No longer just the head of the needle, but the tip. And then there is you, a beautifully designed, living, co-creative, spiritual being. The exercises in this book reinforce that you, along with everyone else, are greater than all the nanomachines science has created. You are the ultimate nanomachine. This book is about connection. It's a gift in this time of worldwide divide and disconnection from our true self. Understand that the discord and disconnection of today are not an accident. They're a planned part of the evolutionary times we're in. Now, more than ever, we need to engage the subtle beauty of who we are and restore the vitally important connection with self. This book offers a gateway to that reconnection, a gateway back to self. We all want to be somebody. What Cynthia has done in writing this step-by-step guide is help you understand that you are already somebody. The exercises prove and reinforce how great a somebody you are, a somebody who makes a difference in the lives of others and the world around you. This book supports you in operating and working from your true self. The energy laws within help you interact in this refined level of nature. While the laws of nature can open your awareness, it's the nature of those laws that assist you in accessing higher consciousness. To use this book to its fullest, you need to set a goal higher than simply becoming an adept or an empath. This book teaches a language anyone can grasp. It's basic. Your success depends on your motivation, on the reason you want to sense, understand, and use subtle energy. The panoramic life review we undergo when we leave this plane is never about what we do, but the motivation of why we do it. Without intent, without proper motivation, and a will to achieve, much of what you learn and master in this book can work against you. That's because knowing better is not good enough. Being better is the only way now. What is being better? Since I died, went to the other side, and came back not once but 3 times, people often ask what the purpose is of coming here to Earth, to this plane of existence. I'll tell you, our job here is to practice being God. You think I'm having fun? Sit down and write all the things you consider God to be. compassionate, loving, caring, all-knowing, protective, everything. And then ask yourself, how many times a day you get to practice being one of those things? The answer is all day, every day. You get to practice all of these qualities. All day, every day, you get to practice being God. And that's our job. That's why we're here. The truth of death is that it doesn't exist. We never leave heaven. This 3D reality is an apparition. We manifest our consciousness here, accepting the illusion that we are separate, helpless, and lonely. We take on these limited illusions in order to practice being God. When you practice being God, you uplift more than yourself. You uplift every level of consciousness. This book will improve your ability to feel frequency and subtle energy. However, that is just the beginning. What's next is to feel the frequencies and harmonics of the evolution underway and participate in raising consciousness. If you have ever wanted to empower yourself and be able to uplift others, this book is for you. Cynthia has a splendid way of explaining subtle energy. But remember that life is not a science. It is an art. If you bring your heart to mastering these exercises, you will have the motivation and intent to succeed, and your success will bring you one step closer to being the somebody you truly are. I love you. Danyon Brinkley, International and New York Times best-selling author, lightstreamers.com. Introduction. 2 years ago, a scrappy Appaloosa mare came to live at our small farm. She was short, only 15 hands, and held her jaw in a tight knot of disapproval. Her coloring was strawberry roan with white spots that looked as though someone splattered white paint over her, earning her the name Pebbles. There was wild in her eyes. Pebbles did not know how to trust. She leaped through doorways, anticipating danger. She stood at the back of her stall and watched everything with a hypervigilance that didn't allow her to relax. She was afraid and managed her fear through intimidating behaviors. She nipped at hands, threatened to kick, and flattened her ears when approached. When she was ridden, she was a bundle of nerves, jumping at the gentlest of commands. I expected that, like every other horse I'd brought home, she would relax as she learned that she was safe. However, none of the methods I used to provide safety helped. She refused to hook up and acted persecuted by the practices of natural horsemanship. I knew she had not been mistreated at her last home, even though she acted as though she had. Despite her threatening behavior, however, she wasn't a mean horse. She threatened, but she never actually bit or kicked anyone. Her preference was to run away. And if she couldn't run, she controlled her space by scaring people. It took a while for me to realize that she was overly sensitive. She had no boundaries or protection against the stimulation around her. She perceived a normal talking voice as shouting. A gentle leg squeeze when being ridden felt to her like being kicked. It didn't matter how soft I was. The signals themselves instilled anxiety. It was as though we were speaking different languages. My friend Teokasin Ghost Horse is fond of saying, "We can't wake up with the same language that put us to sleep." He explains that our language shapes more than our thoughts. It shapes our ability to think. I believed I understood what he meant, that language structures how we frame reality. But Pebbles showed me his true meaning. She showed me that language itself is coated with emotional trauma. It didn't matter how gentle I was. The words, signals, and ways of communicating were coded for her with fear from past trauma. The trauma she experienced was not intentional. She was loved, just misunderstood. Pebbles and I were lucky. We found a gifted trainer, Kristen Elliott, who gave us a new language, a new way to communicate with each other that relied heavily on energy awareness. From using this language, Pebbles no longer has wild in her eyes. Her jaw is relaxed, and I can't remember the last time she nipped at anyone. She engages our activities with trust. When looking at the polarized conditions of today, laced with division, fear, and righteousness, I think that perhaps, like pebbles, we need a new language. The one we're using is coated with too much trauma. Our words no longer communicate. They direct us into corners for battle. This is a pivotal time in history. We're facing unprecedented worldwide challenges. Old ways will not take us forward. We have to step outside of the box. The social and environmental chaos we're experiencing is a reflection of changing energy patterns. Frequencies are shifting, causing disruption as the old crumbles. Ancient prophecy calls this a time of purification, a cleansing of outmoded ways via pestilence, pandemics, social divide, economic disruption, and earth changes. This may well be an evolutionary leap, since prophecies also claim the purification is the birthing of enlightenment. Whether enlightenment is delivered dead or alive is entirely up to us. How each of us acts, what each of us brings to the table during this transitional period, is creating the quality of the future. If we remain attached to the frequency of fear and division, we will present the worst of who we are as the best we have to offer and create it. We need a language of the heart, one of transformation that everyone can speak and understand. I suspect this language is energy awareness. Every person, in every nation, every animal, every plant, Earth itself, communicates through energy. We are born understanding this language. We are wired to negotiate the energy terrain of transformation. In the process of socialization, we've simply forgotten how. This book offers support in remembering. We're not born with an owner's manual, and this book isn't trying to be one. Each person experiences subtle energy in their own way as their instincts direct. This book is meant to provide suggestions for helping to wake up a sluggish system. It's meant to help open energy perceptions and use the principles of energy to create better life conditions. It supports people to confidently develop their own almanac of energy awareness. In a time when deception abounds, we must learn to trust our own perceptions. In a holographic universe, the whole evolves together. Every one of us is part of the transformation underway. We are all being challenged to grow. Each of us holds a piece of the puzzle. And to move forward, we need to put all the pieces together. We are born for this time. Let's awaken and take this leap into greater awareness, delighting in the mystery of life. It is my greatest pleasure in offering this material, and my greatest hope that you find it helpful. As Danyon says in his foreword, what's missing in this book is the intent and the heart the reader brings. Bring all of yourself, bring your heart, and enjoy. How this book works. Part 1, Chapters 1 through 4. Consists of 13 meditations to activate and move energy. They're the heart of the book and include instructions with simple descriptions, benefits, and uses. Instructions are basic, easy to follow and understand, and encourage individual discovery. Part 1 also explores principles of subtle energy, explains how to activate the energy meditations, provides simple guidelines, and offers a troubleshooting guide to pinpoint difficulty. Part 2, Chapters 5 through 9, puts personal experience into a larger context. Anyone having difficulty understanding the meditations might want to listen to this section first. For others, this section will be old hat, and skipping it is the best thing to do. This section describes energetic anatomy, explores the relationship between energy and emotions, assists in translating energy information, stimulates intuition, and examines the roles of attitudes and beliefs in creating human experience. Part 3, Chapters 10 through 21, provides hands-on exercises for everyday use. The more you experience and practice moving energy, the more useful this section will be. It covers basics, such as how to ground and center, create protection, clear space, manifest your dreams, vision your life, and build intimate relationships. It also helps develop higher awareness through expanded perception, remote sensing, channeling your higher self, and more. This section provides suggestions when the possibilities seem overwhelming, The recipes are suggestions only, examples of what is possible. Use them as is or modify as desired. They are only meant to inspire. The recipes are based on the 13 meditations, but feel free to substitute your own inspiration. Appendix A provides a brief description of how the meditations came into being and were originally used. Most are original, although some are modifications of traditional patterns with a new twist. Appendix B is a resource guide with a list of books, websites, and resources for further study into energy reality. Part 1. Transformation and the Art of Moving Energy. This book provides tools to activate our energy body. The 13 energy meditations help us awaken inner resources and abilities. Old patterns are cleared, so new solutions can emerge. Letting go of the old isn't always easy, especially in today's uncertainty. The activations, meditations, strengthen our connection to our authentic self. They promote alignment with spirit, allowing us to live fully in the present moment. Everything we need, we already have. These energy meditations help us access our inner abilities. Chapter 1. The Terrain. Energy, matter, and awareness. Einstein's groundbreaking equation, E equals mc squared, energy equals matter times the speed of light squared, explains that energy and matter are the same substance, separated only by their rate of vibration. Energy and matter live in a perpetual dance of transformation. Energy entrained in matter, matter released back to energy. This dance creates the world we know. All we see, feel, hear, taste, touch, sense, and measure with our technology. The body-mind is the instrument through which we experience and explore this world. The body-mind is equipped with all the senses and extensions of the senses needed to fully engage the universe. Every experience we have, we're biologically wired for. Think about it. You can't experience anything you're not designed to experience. You can't physically see frequencies of light outside the design of your eyes. You can't physically hear frequencies outside the design of your ears. So if you're having spiritual experiences, visions, telepathy, talking to people who have passed over, it's because you're designed to. We are designed with extensions of our everyday senses that engage multiple levels of reality. These are our energy senses. Most of the time, we ignore the information they provide. We are capable of so much more than we allow ourselves to experience. We have been civilized right out of our senses. The adventure. Astrophysicists who discovered dark energy and dark matter have determined that these mysterious forces, which can be neither seen nor measured, are the scaffolding on which all matter in the universe is organized. Mystics agree. Matter is organized into form by energy templates, and the energy side of Einstein's famous equation is the creative part of the dance. Interacting with the energy side of the spectrum is what we call subtle energy awareness. As Chapter 6 explains, energy organizes matter through frequency templates. Everything we know exists along a spectrum of electromagnetic frequency. Science can measure the signature frequency of thoughts, attitudes, emotions, and beliefs that impact our energy and create life conditions. It is said that to change our world, we must first change our mind. But what comes first, changing our mind or changing our energy? Interacting in the realm of subtle energy is natural. We do it all the time. It's part of the automatic functions of our subconscious mind. However, we don't have to leave this interaction to our subconscious programming. The energy that holds our body in form is accessible. Our body-mind is equipped with everything we need to consciously interact and create our reality. We've just forgotten how. The energy activations in this book are meant to wake up our memory. No more theory is necessary. No philosophy, historical perspective, warnings on what might go wrong, or directions on the right experience are needed. We can remember only through experience. Each of us is different. Your experience is yours. No matter what anyone else has to say, including me, only you know what's true for you. These meditations are maps. Change and adjust them as you chart your own territory. However, if the world of energy feels completely unfamiliar, refer to Part 2 for Energy Anatomy, Terms and Principles. The following energy keys form the foundation of the meditations. You may agree with them or not. It won't affect the power of the work. Ultimately, what we believe determines our experience. However, your beliefs don't have to match mine for these meditations to be effective. If, as you listen, your inner truth is validated, it will make your commitment to the practice stronger. If your belief is challenged, it can make your desire to explore and discover stronger. If your reaction is incredulity and ridicule, you probably won't try the meditations. Energy Keys. Quick Access Summary. E equals MC squared. Energy and matter are the same stuff. The only difference is the rate at which they vibrate. Light is the first order of measurable matter stepped down from pure energy. Like light, subtle energy is both a particle, matter, and a wave, energy. Subtle energy has palpable substance and is also experienced as flow. Energy and matter express along an electromagnetic continuum. What we call subtle energy is a frequency with a vibration and wavelength that exist outside of the range of our current technology. Energy can be neither created nor destroyed. Energy and matter are in continual exchange. Influencing one impacts the other. Energy waves are carriers of information. In nature and technology, information is coded on carrier waves as vibration. Everything in the material world has an energy template. The human template holds a record of a person's individual karma, constitution, and life plan. Awareness can access this template. All ancient cultures engaged subtle energy. Every culture has a concept of subtle energy and name for it. Here are a few. Life force, prana, chi, ki, pneuma, mana, ruen, ka, orgon, biofield, life field, and factor X. Key functions of vital energy are to organize matter into form, unify by providing the interconnecting web of life, nourish and sustain life, encode and transmit information, be a vehicle for consciousness. Energy flows through matter in an organized manner. Energy flows into, through, and around matter in an organized fashion and can be interacted with and influenced. Energy structures are universal. Plants, animals, humans, earth, all have them. These structures can be interacted with to improve health, balance, and harmony. The nature of energy is to move. Moving energy nourishes and sustains life with information and vitality. Stagnating energy causes illness, emotional disturbance, pain, disillusionment, fear, and any number of ailments. There is no such thing as negative energy. Energy is neutral. It can be held in patterns that produce negative effects, be directed by someone with harmful intent, flow backward, or become stagnant and produce limitation. However, when the pattern is broken, the energy released is simply energy. Each of us is responsible for our own space. No one else created it. No one else can change it. Energy flows where the mind goes. Where you put your attention is where your energy flows. Awareness is intentional attention. When the intention of the heart directs the attention of the mind, magic happens. We are the sum total of our choices. Although born to specific circumstances, how we respond and what we do are choices. To change our life, we must first change our mind. This requires two things: awareness and discipline. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We have access with our soul and spirit to spiritual realms. We're biologically wired for the experience, and our body-mind is the instrument we have to traverse these realms. Guidance comes in myriad forms. Everyone receives guidance differently. Every way is right. Only love is real. Love is the glue that holds the universe together, and unconditional love is the most powerful and transformative force possible. High frequency is not necessarily more spiritual than low frequency. High frequency creates complex patterns. Low frequency creates simple patterns. Both are connected to spirit. Getting stuck in one or the other is where problems arise. Perception is influenced by expectation. To receive truthful energy information, we must silence our bias and expectation, observe with non-judgment, and let love be our guide. Awareness is medicine. Change is a reflection of awareness. You are never alone. We live in a spiritual universe and are connected to all other sentient beings. Support is always available. Chapter 2. The Tools. The Keys to Awareness. The meditations in this book activate patterns of energy flow in the body that stimulate specific states of awareness. Energy is dynamic and interactive. It flows along precise pathways, meridians, is gathered and transformed in identifiable centers, chakras, and radiates through the energetic biofield, aura. Energy, as vibration, streams through these structures, creating an ever-changing mosaic of geometric patterns. Each pattern represents a specific response to an individual event. Most of the time, the patterns are fluid, changing with our perceptions, thoughts, and emotions. When we become locked in one point of view, the patterns become more solid. How we manage our energy reflects the quality of our being, and the quality of our being attracts our life. Activating the energy flows in these meditations can be life-changing. Activating energy. The body-mind is our vehicle for exploring the sea of energy we live within. How our internal energy flows between energy structures is determined by our thoughts, attitudes, beliefs, and emotions. Energy activations shift the configuration of our energy, freeing the mind from limiting patterns and enhancing our energy sensitivity. Let's imagine the energy pathways in our body as highways with exit ramps and subsidiary roads. The energy travels on different routes for different reasons. For example, consider how your energy might flow during a disaster. You might mobilize meridian energy along the kidney and bladder meridians to give you a boost of physical strength. At the same time, a surge of energy might activate your root chakra, stimulating survival instincts, and third eye chakra, activating higher perception, while your aura coalesces into a protective shield. As much vital life force as possible is directed into configuring your energy flow to ensure survival. If you could freeze frame your energy picture at this moment, you would see a very precise pattern of activation. Now let's look at a different event. Consider getting married. In this case, your energy might mobilize along the heart meridian as you access your spirit. Your second chakra of creative sexual energy and passion might be filled, along with your heart and crown chakras. Your aura might glow with the frequency of love. Freeze framing this pattern reveals an entirely different activation from the previous example and invites an entirely different level of awareness. Every thought impacts energy flow. Repetitive thoughts create solid configurations of energy that are difficult to shift. Since energy creates reality, using the same patterns creates the same outcomes. Many people are stuck in survival patterns even when there's no threat. by seeing every situation as threatening.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?